I noticed that the shirts for the Northern Pass changed from green to blue. And I wonder if that's an admission that Hydro-Québec is not green. I suggest that maybe what they've covered up in an ocean of blue in all of the land in Hydro-Québec is a million drowned trees that can no longer sequester carbon dioxide. In fact, they now emit tons of methane. I would like to know how much methane that is doing and how that is contributing to global climate change. I am suggesting that we have an international claim against Hydro-Québec because their country is polluting our country and our world. In fact, it gets much worse. The ground mercury that was harmless before it was buried is now toxic. And the toxic mercury is not only going in the fish that are in the dammed up area, but on top of that, it's going from the dam to the river to the international waters of our Atlantic Ocean. We eat the fish in our Atlantic Ocean. I think Europe and the United States and all the rest of the countries in the Atlantic Ocean need to talk to Hydro-Québec and say, please stop polluting our water. We're going to not have fights over oil. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have fights over clean water and the ability to drink without being polluted by Hydro-Québec's mercury. I have to say that I would like to know how long it's going to take for the pollution to reach our lobster beds. I'd like to know how long that mercury is going to take to reach our Atlantic salmon. Thank you. I'd like to know how long it's going to take to reach our fishermen, our scallop beds, our oysters. I would like the DOE to investigate how long before Hydro-Québec's dammed new oceans will eliminate all our seafood sources and industries. How many jobs are there? Thank you.